Hello, everyone. Welcome to Development Palettes. I am Aaron Loomis, coming to you from the Ventura Cigar Company studio. And with me, as always, is June Liu. How are you doing, June?
Hello. Good afternoon.
And with us today also is John Reiner. How are you doing, John?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking.
So today we are talking about the Espinosa Reggae Robusto Grande. It's a Robusto Extra 5.5-inch by 54 ring gauge. Comes out of the La Zona factory in Nicaragua. The wrapper is Ecuadorian Habana. Sorry, Ecuadorian Rosado. Binder's from Nicaragua. Filler is Nicaraguan and Jamaican Lengua de Vaca. Price point is $9.90. Cigar was released in July of 2017. So with that out of the way, June, what was your smoking experience like?
For me, it was a medium body, medium strength profile. Within the first third, sweet cedar, dried nuts, a light black pepper spice, like a faint earthy wood bitterness. And when I say wood bitterness in this sense, it enhanced the flavor profile as compared to like wood bitterness that will really cake your palate and not be able to taste anything else. When I retrohaled, it gave me black pepper, baking spices, like an underlying nuttiness. Finish, I got bread, faint wooded bitterness, baking spices. And as the cigar kind of went through and hit the second to last third, the only change that happened was I felt like that, especially the baking spices and the spice levels increased. Not so much that it became, you know, like the two-note wonder or anything, but, you know, I was able to still taste that sweet cedar and the dried nuttiness. It was a good thing. So in terms of burn and draw, I rated the burn to be very good. I also rated the draw to be very good, which is one score below our perfect score. The only downside of the burn I had was a touch up within the first third and a slightly flaky ash. But really, I mean, it's not a big deal. You know, I was still able to taste everything just fine. In terms of the draw, a little bit loose for my liking, but not a big deterrent. Burn temp was cool the whole time and no big issues.
How about you, John? What was your experience like?
Very similar to June. Right off the start, I got some really complex spices at about a light level. I got a really intense peanuts. And by peanuts, I mean like that, you know, if you literally were to take homemade peanut butter, that sort of really nice, rich, peanut, creamy flavor. And it really caused me to salivate. I found myself really salivating with each drop. I got a little bit of light pepper, which makes sense for an Espinosa cigar. You know, I tend to find a lot of Espinosa cigars have this underlying pepper. And it really kind of lingered both on my lips and at the back of my throat between draws. Kind of picked up to about a medium plus level on the retrohale. And I think this cigar really, the maximum flavor you're going to get out of the cigars in the retrohale, that's where everything kind of came together. There was this really nice sweetness, the peanuts, spices, a little bit of pepper, and same as June, I think this cigar really hit its stride right about the halfway point, and it's nice to see a cigar that doesn't sort of start out the gate with the flavors in maybe the first inch. This cigar increased in complexity as it went and got better and better and better. And again, I didn't get any sharp flavor transitions either. It just kind of, you know, found myself in the second third. In the second third, I got a little bit of earthiness adding into the flavor profile, but nothing else really sharply transitioning. And then the last third, I just found that the earth had intensified. Again, no sharp transitions going to the last third. So I rated the draw as ideal. It was really a great draw, but I did have some touch-ups. Normally, I try to avoid touch-ups, and I just kind of try to let them correct, but I did have some touch-up issues. I rated the pre-light as very good. And for me, I think the second third, you know, it's kind of a little bit of a parabola. The second third was kind of the high point of the cigar for me. Yeah.
For me, the first third kind of was wood, cream, baking spice, mustiness, some dry earthiness. Second third kind of continued that profile and kind of morphed into a little bit of a musty and slightly bitter wood. Final third had a fair amount of bitterness in it, though, with that musty wood, and the profile was pretty drying as well. I'd be going for the water quite a bit. Strength started medium, moved up to slightly above medium by the end of that. In regards to construction, the burn was very good. Slightly wavy, didn't need any attention, though. Ash held on an inch and a half increments. I thought the draw was perfect. It just had the right amount of resistance that I was looking for.
Yep.
So overall, June, what were your thoughts on this cigar?
So when I smoked this, I couldn't help but to think about going smoking through the Dread. So Espinosa using the Jamaican Lengua de Vaca tobacco in both the fillers of the Reggae and the Dread. So I started, you know, comparing and contrasting both of these cigars. My key takeaway is that in terms of the Reggae, I felt like it was a amped up version of the Dread, meaning primarily more spice, more earth, more sweetness than the Dread. I mean, the Dread, I didn't think that it was, you know, flavorless by no means, but I definitely thought that it was more like nuanced and soft as compared to the Reggae. I like both. I say if you thought that the Dread was a little too light for you, I think this one is worth picking up because it's just bumped up in terms of, you know, flavors and intensities of flavors. But if you're in the more of the mood of, you know, light that first cigar up and you don't want to get nicotine, you know, buzz, you know, the Dread is definitely your guy that you want to go to. But yeah, both uses that Jamaican tobacco really well. I enjoyed Lozona's take on using these tobaccos and to highlight it and not, you know, not like, you know, doing something crazy and make it unnatural tasting.
John, what were your overall thoughts?
So it was interesting going into this project because there's been some Jamaican themed or Jamaican tobacco cigars in the past. And it's one of those things where I was a little bit hesitant going into the review because there's been, you know, mixed results with something like this in the past. I should have just sort of known that Espinosa, of course, blending really well. They've been on many, many lists with many different releases that they know what they're doing and sort of trust in that. And the result, I think, in the end was a sort of very typically Espinosa good performing cigar. You know, I think this matches the portfolio they already have, but it adds some flavor complexities that you're not necessarily going to find in another cigar. As June said, you know, this is kind of where I would classify the average Espinosa cigar to be, sort of at a medium plus strength level. So if you're already an Espinosa cigar and you kind of like the portfolio at that medium plus level, I think this cigar is going to fit right in and maybe offer some flavors that you're not getting in the Laranja or, you know, one of the other cigars sort of Espinosa's portfolio.
Yeah, the cigar started out with a ton of different flavors, and kind of getting into the beginning of the second third, it was really starting to build up on those complexities. But like a half inch in, all the flavors just kind of fell off a cliff for me. You know, it became very linear. A little bit of bitterness started creeping in, and that's kind of how the final third was like really building up on that bitterness. I was kind of disappointed in that. I was hoping for more of those mass flavors just kind of continuing on and building up. I enjoyed Jamaica tobacco. I think that the Dread is the better version for me, at least. But it's worth picking one up, see what you think. I mean, like you said, June, you know, you kind of can pick which one, what kind of flavor profile and complexity stuff that you're looking for to figure out which one you want to do. But, I mean, if you like the Dread, you got to try this one. And if you like, if you're maybe a traditional Connecticut smoker that likes a little bit more strength, this would be up your alley. Or if you're someone that is a Jamaican tobacco connoisseur, which there's probably only one person like that out there in the world, but you know, it's definitely you got to go for it at that point. So I'm interested in smoking more. I'm just going to want to see if maybe that I can get a different experience where those flavors don't just fall off the table in there. So getting the scores, John, you were the high score at 7.32. June, you were next at 6.92, and then I was at 5.65. So John, how do you think that matched up with your experience?
That sounds right. You know, I think we're, like I said, going into the review, I think what worked against the cigar in my mind was, you know, here we go. Here's another cigar with Jamaican tobacco in it. And like I said, you know, this, some of the cigars I've reviewed in the past with Jamaican tobacco with mixed results. So I wasn't really sure to what to expect. But I think it all came together. You and I had a very different second, third experience. Like I said, for me, the complexities continued to build as the cigar continued. And there was really no point at which the flavor profile fell apart. So, you know, the packaging and branding aside, I think it's a really great cigar. And that sounds right. The score sounds about right in my mind.
How about you, June?
Yeah. I agree. It's an overall good cigar. I want to say it's Jamaican tobacco done right, but then again, I haven't like tasted much that use non-infused tobacco for this, you know. So I can't definitively say, I guess. But yeah, I enjoyed it. I mean, I would smoke it again. And to me, if I say that I'm going to smoke it again, that's a good barometer for Eco Cigar. So
yeah, mine matches up well. I mean, it's pretty much overall an average flavor profile with some really good construction. So that's kind of what gets it into those mid fives. So this one, not really for me. I'd rather smoke the Dread over this one. So any other final thoughts from you guys on the cigar?
I guess final thought would be, it'd be interesting to see where they intend to take this line, whether this is, you know, a one and done, or whether this is going to be something and maybe they deal with some, what is it, Silver Tongue or Silver Leaf, and, you know, continue to build the portfolio. I'd hate to see this as a one and done project, because they put a lot of work into the packaging and obviously the Dread design with the Dreads, which I thought was kind of, you know, some people might have thought that is kitschy, but I thought it was kind of a cool concept. So I'm hoping that they continue to build on that project in 2018.
Yep, I agree with that. Well, if you're just catching this video on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us, but also check out the full written review on the website, developmentpalettes.com. Be sure to follow us on all the social media channels, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Google+. And you can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts, so iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in, and we will catch you on the next one.